So this week's Parshas Parah, again, the march towards the holiday of Passover, the holiday of freedom. And as it says, Vayidaber Adonai Moshe v'el Aaron lemor, this is in Parshas Chukas. Zos Chukas haTorah asher tziva Adonai lemor, daber b'nei Yisrael v'yikoyelecha por aduma tmima asher ein bo mum, asher lo ala ol. So in other words, there's a whole notion of Tumah and Tara, which is a chok, which is a decree. So it says Rashi, Lafisha Satan Vumosa Ola Monimus Yisrael Omar, Ma mitzvah zos, ma tam yeshba, Lafika Kosaba Chuka, Xerihimulfana, Enlchal Rushus Lahara Acharel. So the Rashi quotes the Tanchuma, and he says Satan, now Satan, that's the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, and that's also Sitrach, our own evil inclination. So Satan and Umosa Olam, in other words, so we ourselves have doubts about the understanding of this mitzvah, and then the nations of the world also do. So in other words, what is it? Is Rashi intimating that because we have doubts, therefore the nations of the world have doubts? And that's very true. If a person feels he can't do something, there are big problems. He's not going to be able to do it if he believes in himself. So Rashi goes on and he says that the nations of the world and we ourselves, we are riddled with doubt. They say, what is this mitzvah? What's the reason for it? So therefore, Rashi says it's called a chok, that it's an edict. So what is this chok? Is the decree talking about Tumah and Tara? Something impurity, purity, something you can't see. What is it? As the Rav says, it's mystical, it's magical, it's esoteric. We don't know what it is. So according to the Rav, what is he saying? Zos chukas haTorah. He said, what is the chok of the Torah, the mystery of the Torah? Is Adam ki yamos boil, that a person should die. That's the real chok, that's the real mystery. No doubt about it. The process to receive purity again is mystical, magical. You burn a red cow with all red, and it's burned outside of the base of Mikdash, it's slaughtered outside the base of Mikdash, you throw in some hyssop, red thread, you know, mumbo jumbo. What is it? Is that what the chok is? No, that's certainly mystical and magical, but the idea is that to become pure, someone else has to sprinkle you. In other words, when we face death, we face the decline until death overtakes us. So it's something that the Torah is telling us. We need other people. We need somebody to sprinkle us. No doubt about it. We have to go into the mikvah. That's all part of the process. We have to help ourselves. But when it talks about death, something we can't understand, we need a community. We need others to help lift us up from the darkness to the light, from the state of unbelievable sadness, to a state of normalcy, and then to a state of joy. So that's the chok of the Torah, that we need the Kohanim, we need the religious leaders, we need others. It doesn't make any sense. But in the end, that Meipara, the sprinkling of the waters, will bring us purity. And of course, that's what we need before Pesach. We have to understand that we are a community. There's the idea of the transformation of the Jewish people from a nation of slaves, where each slave doesn't care about the next guy. I mean, they used to talk about the concentration camps when they would get to the line, who's going to live, who's going to die, to the left, to the right. They would come back each day from labor, back-breaking labor, and if the commandant said gas or he said life, people, the survivors have said all they thought about was themselves. They couldn't think about anything else. And the idea of that's a slave. You can only think of yourself. And the idea of to be a free people, we have to think of others. And realize that we're part of a community, one that has to constantly help itself and support itself and lift itself up and become an Am Kadosh, a holy nation, one that serves God and promulgates his mitzvot, not just for ourselves, but for all mankind. The good news of Shabbos.